The Holy Quran discusses the virtue of giving guidance in various verses that are of great importance in encouraging society to practice them.
وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ.
This verse calls us to give good advice and to cooperate with kindness and mercy. It is a call to advise others and provide support and guidance to achieve justice and mercy. As it says in Surah An-Nahl,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ.
This verse encourages us to advise one another, because Allah reminds us that advice improves awareness and memorization. It is a means to share knowledge and experiences and promote the spiritual and mental growth of individuals and society as a whole.
وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا.
This verse calls us to constructive dialogue and to express our opinions appropriately to improve understanding and cooperation among Muslims. Counseling also involves advising us to accept the truth and improve our behavior and actions. We have seen through these Quranic verses that the virtue of advice is not limited to advising others, but also includes advising oneself and improving behavior and actions. The councils strengthen cooperation and solidarity within society and contribute to the construction of a solid and coherent social fabric. On this basis, we should strive to apply the principle of reconciliation in our daily lives. Just as we can begin to give honest and constructive advice to others when necessary, we must also learn to accept the advice of others with an open and respectful mind. The principle of goodwill established by the Quran is an opportunity for personal development and continuous improvement.